Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast. We made it to 100 episodes and haven't killed each other. I'm your host, FBS Diesel, back at it again with the white Vans. That's an old ass meme.
Dude, what along the with fuck? Me. You just dated the episode more than it's already going to be dated by the
way. Right, it's about. FPS Diesel, more like FPS D's nuts.
Along with me, as always, is Jeff, aka Wild Spartans.
I hate being here.
And here comes that boy, quite.
Here comes that boy.
Are you
watch
doing?
Him? What an incredible start!
Stop, please.
I have a feeling this podcast will go very smoothly. That's a callback to the second episode.
We didn't even plan. Are we gonna do? We're gonna do topics or questions first?
Topics.
Let's do topics. Yeah.
All right. So Joker.
Yeah. So Joker came out in between. Okay, so first of all, a little clarification. Last episode we recorded was in September, right? So, like, Joker came out and then society went to shit. But Joker, quite, you didn't see. But Brandon, you saw Joker as
I saw the Joker. So, not talking about anything regarding, like, the movie. Let's talk about, like, all the controversies first. First of all, those signs that you saw over Twitter where people, like, they were like, okay, you can't bring bags in the theater, you know, shit like that. Those were real. They were in my theater that I went to see it in. They said that no bags be permitted at all, which, you know, usually isn't the case. You know, they'll let you bring a backpack or whatever in, depending where you live. Like, it's happened before. But, like, no bags this case. So the media stuff really got ahead of people, which made no sense to me, because if someone was going to try to do that, they wouldn't care about bringing a bag in the theater. They'd probably just do it. And then secondly, the media really wanted someone to shoot somebody while watching the Joker. They really wanted it to fucking happen. They were very adamant about someone shooting up the movie theater when the Joker was playing. So that's fun.
No singles allowed in the theater. Gamers
apparently
are really
that was
oppressed.
Also real. Where some theaters didn't allow people who are single men or people who look like virgins.
I don't believe that, but I you know what? At this rate, I totally believe it would happen.
No,
never mind.
I believe
I changed my mind. Yeah,
we had. I was in shock because the signs where it said you couldn't bring a bag into the theater were fucking everywhere, and you could, like, that was the first time I saw him in the theater. It was clearly for the Joker.
It was like no bags, you said, right? But women could still bring in purses.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
I had a friend who he works at a theater, and like he was messaging the group chat, and he was like, my theater wants me to die. They booked me for the first showing of Joker, and he was talking about how it was the most fun he's ever had because he was guessing whether or not the people walking up to see the movie were getting tickets for Joker or not, and he got it right every single time based on how they looked.
Oh my god.
That's not...
Well, okay. I mean, I saw the... I don't know if you guys saw the video, but it was like before the showing of a Joker screening. And this guy... I'm almost certain it was in the same theater that I also saw the Joker in, because it definitely took place in New York City.
Where he said he was going to fight?
Yeah, where he said he was going to fucking beat the shit out of him outside.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. He's like after the movie I'm gonna beat the shit out of you or something like that. Like, it was after the movie too, so it's just like,
yeah, he was like, I'll see you outside. Like, oh, okay.
You know, just go to get popcorn and never come back.
I mean, honestly, yeah, but
I can see this movie some other time. I don't need to be here for the specific instance.
When I went to go see it with my girlfriend, I was like sitting there and I was like scanning the room because I'm like, I wonder if somebody will shoot this up.
No, I legit felt like seeing all the fucking, like you know, media make articles about it. It's like, oh, it's going to happen. Someone's going to do it. I was just like, they are fucking promoting it so fucking much. I was expecting it to fucking happen. I did not feel safe watching the Joker because it's just like so many fucking people talked about it happening. And I'm just like, some dumbass is going to have the bright idea to do it. And, you know, it's super unlikely it was going to happen where I was. There was like fucking 10 people in the theater besides me. You know, and it's just like there wasn't many, so I was totally expecting it not to happen, but at the same time I was just like, oh fuck, what if it does happen?
It's like
just
that little thing in the back of your head.
Yeah, it's like it didn't need that much fucking publicity to say like someone's gonna do it, because no one fucking did it yet. I mean, yeah, like it might happen still, very unlikely. But I mean, you know, it you know, the release happened. It's super unlikely it's gonna happen now. If it does, that's gonna fucking suck.
I mean, yeah, it'll suck, but, like, then we can, regardless, like, I think the general consensus among people is that, like, okay, so journalists are supposed to, like, you know, have the people's best interests in mind. They clearly do not. I don't know if I can't remember if I tweeted that, but like they clearly are motivated strictly by themselves, and they wanted controversy to happen with this movie so ridiculously bad. It was almost scary, the shit they were like writing, you know, like the shit they were just saying to screw over this movie. And critics were destroying the movie. Like, and all I could think was like, did you people even watch the same fucking movie?
At this point in time, I see the critic reviews and I'm like, they're negative, though it's going to be a good movie. I literally flip them because I'm just like, audience always likes it, critics hate it. It's always like that. Or like, critics love it, audience hates it.
There's like the Batwoman show that came out and critics love it, audience hates it.
Yeah, there's no consistency with what the critics say to what the audience says. At this point, you might as well just assume if the critics like it, you're not going to like it. Like, it's that bad. It's there's like legit just flipped.
There's like and like that on the topic of like journalists reporting on it very heavily, like it sounds like the original instance of it came from like a letter that a group of like families who like were like families that like had victims of like shootings in the past, like it was because they wrote to Warner Bros. And that was like where a lot of the initial controversy came up. So like that's where it originated from.
Well, there's also the screening of Dark Knight Rises that had the shooting.
That was
that theater didn't show the Joker. That theater didn't show it.
Really? I'm not surprised, but like on the other hand, it's like
honestly, I wouldn't have done it either. If I owned that theater, I would have been like, we're not showing this movie. We're not taking a second chance. Like imagine you're known as the theater that a shooting happened twice in. You know, like that's not a good fucking look.
Yeah, but like and then I also saw things where it was like two men cause hysteria in Joker screening. They were smoking cigarettes in a Joker screening. I mean, they shouldn't have been, but like, are we really going to call that a hysteria? What else was
people
there?
People do that shit all the fucking time, I'm assuming. Like people break the rules all the fucking time. People still try to smoke on airplanes. Like, are you kidding?
I don't know. Those people are stupid. They should know better.
They probably do know better. They're just doing it.
Yeah, they're just doing it to be an ass. But it was like, there was other crazy shit about the Joker movie where it was like, oh, they used a song that a pedophile wrote the song. It's like, how does that have anything to do with the damn movie?
It has nothing to do with the movie.
And it's like, there were people writing.
He was making money off of it or whatever.
He's dead. I'm almost certain he's
dead. Yeah, I thought he was dead.
I thought he was still alive.
What was the song?
I don't know the song, but I remember the artist.
I'll just look up Joker song pedophile and it'll come up.
I know I've heard the song before. You've definitely heard the song before, but it was like...
Found it. Gary Glitter.
Gary Glitter. Okay, let's find out if he's alive or dead. He's dead?
No, I'm checking. He's arrested. That doesn't answer your question.
So he's in jail.
Dead or not. He was arrested in 1997.
Okay, he might as well be dead. He's so fucking old.
He's 75. He might as well be dead. You're right.
He's got 75. One foot in the grave. He's got both feet. He just hasn't laid
down. What's he doing with the money? He's in prison.
Exactly.
Why does he look like discount Elvis Presley? Like,
yeah, he does. He's got one hairy chest.
I know, right?
Anyways. There was there were people saying like, oh, Joker is like this lonely incel, but if you watch the movie, he's clearly just mentally ill.
He's mentally fucked. Like that's literally it. Like
and people are comparing him to an incel. Like what does that say about like what you think about mentally ill people?
Like yeah, the Joker, he's a virgin. Like he's literally a virgin, but he's fucking mentally ill in the movie. Like it has nothing to do with him being a virgin, you know? Like just fucking dumb.
It just makes it seem like they think like very poorly of people who have like, you know, mental illness. It just comes off as very tone deaf and like fucking awful and rude. And honestly, you should definitely go see The Joker because it's an amazing movie. I really enjoyed it.
I'm probably gonna try and see it Friday or something. But regardless of that, it sounds like Joaquin Phoenix has done it again and absolutely smashed it. Love that man. Personally, I think
he's a great actor.
I think he's the best actor of our generation.
Oh, okay.
He was in Her as well. That was what sold me on him.
He's great at doing close-up shots and doing, very intense faces.
I thought that was sarcasm for a second because the way you presented, I'm just like, what?
He's really good at having like black screen sex with Scarlett Johansson's voice.
Her is a great movie, by the way.
It's incredible.
Her is incredible.
I haven't seen her, but it's you're making me so not want to watch it.
Dude, her is an incredible film.
Like, he basically falls in love with Siri.
I know that. I know it's with a... Like, I remember it coming out and was like, this movie looks fucking stupid. That was my first impression when
Jesus
I looked at the trailer.
Well, okay, so. Brendan, what did you think of Joker?
I liked it, but you should probably, I don't know, should you take his headphones off? Because I'm going to go in a deep, because like, I'm going to have an opinion.
All right, headphones off. I mean, when it's over.
Okay. Okay. I liked the movie, but I didn't, like, love it. I felt like it was a really slow build-up. And, like, I love the end, but the first, like, I'd say hour to hour and a half, it was really slow, and if I was watching it at home, I would have been like, okay, I get the point of the scene, I'm skipping. Like, that's what I would have done. It's like a, it's like an anime where they have, like, a lot of fucking dialogue, and it's like, I just want to see them fight. that's how I compare it. But I like the movie.
I really enjoy that buildup of tension and how slow it is personally. The only thing that I can agree with what critics said is that it's derivative. And I know you haven't seen Taxi Driver, but if you see Taxi Driver, they take a lot of beats from that movie. And you can really see that kind of influence. But they do take some twists and turns with it in Joker that make it its own movie. Like, Taxi Driver was criticism for the 1970s. Joker is very clearly criticism for our current political day and age and all that, you know? So I think it conveys its message very well. It does it well. It's not what the critics say it is at all. And I understand where that, like, comes from, where it's, like, a little slow. Because, like, Taxi Driver and King of Comedy are slow movies, in my opinion. But I think it's a must-see. I think... Did Endgame come out this year? I can't remember. It feels like fucking millennia ago.
I think so. I think it came out early this year.
Yeah, this is the best. I know this isn't like a superhero movie, quote unquote, but this is like the best like comic book movie of the year, hands down.
100%. I can say this is like it has. I think it's a lot better storytelling than Endgame, 100%. But like personally, I don't like the slowness of it. Like, I like the movie, I especially like the ending. Like, getting to the end was, like, I was watching, I'm like, this is really slow, but I want to get to the end because I know it's going to be worth it.
You don't find any of the, did you find any of the slow scenes, like, unnerving? Like, some of that shit is, like, fucking intense.
It was uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
No, that's what I was going for, I know. I was watching it, I was like, yeah, this is meant to be uncomfortable, I'm aware.
When he, that the big guy who gave him the gun, when he, like, smashes his head in, and, like, you feel like the midget that's trapped in the corner. You know, because you're like, Jesus Christ, like, what the fuck is he going to do next? Like, he just...
No, it was really good at that. And I felt like towards the end, it got like a little bit more like, obviously less real. But like towards the start where it was just like a lot of these really uncomfortable moments, like when he went up into the comedy club and like he did his performance, like it was like really like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like if I was in that comedy club, I would have been like, I do not want to be in this fucking
like,
room.
On one hand, you feel really bad for him, but then you're like, yeah, but he's also like not a good person, you know? Like,
well, he's not a good person because he's mentally ill.
Yeah,
you know?
But there's like a part of him where it's like, you know, he's going to do something bad. So you can't really feel bad for him, you know?
Yeah, he thinks like everything that's not funny is hilarious, like death and, you know, that kind of shit. Like he thinks it's a comedy act, right?
Yeah, and he finds it so strange that people are laughing at the other things. And then like people in the theater laughed at Arthur Fleck when he like walked into the like sliding door at like the hospital after he was interviewed by those detectives, right? But like if you laughed at those scenes where Arthur Fleck is kind of like the butt of the joke, like you are like the villain, because the villain laughed at his mental illness and like, you know, kind of like how he's a sad kind of person, you know? So if you're sitting there and you're laughing in the theater, you know, just realize you're exactly who the Joker was criticizing in that like whole like
you created
scene.
The Joker.
Well, like
you did it.
Well, like part of the point of that movie and like its kind of relation to like mass murderers and stuff like that is what role do we play as a people in creating those monsters? You know,
should have said society.
Yeah, I know. He literally said that in the movie, but like I know what. Like, what role do we play in creating an Adam Lanza or, like, a Columbine, like, killers? Like, what is our role in that? You know, and what kind of leads a person to that point? You know? And I think those are important questions for a movie to ask and we're not asking them with those Marvel movies. Like, what the fuck do those Marvel movies tell us about, like, society?
No, those are just supposed to be fun. Like, that's not, like, you know, that's not, like, a story-based critique. You know, those are just like, oh, yeah, let's make a fun movie and make billions of dollars. This was that kind of movie where they're like, okay, let's critique society and, like, you know, let's commentate on this, you know, that kind of thing. So it did a really good job with that, and I especially liked how I really liked how it tied in to knowing the entire story of the Joker and, like, how the Joker actually, you know, came about. And it honestly makes you sympathize with the character when you, like, look at it, because you're like, this dude's mentally ill, and he's been pushed to this fucking extreme of, like, doing what he did in the movie, you know? So I thought it was really good storytelling, and I really liked how it tied in with Batman, even though I'm not even a DC fan.
I'm not a huge DC fan. I enjoy Batman. I know a lot of people were like, I don't like those parts where they, like, had to, like, mix in, like, oh, you gotta have a scene where the Joker meets young Bruce Wayne.
I thought it was really good. I think if it was just the Joker and, like, it didn't tie in at all, it'd be kind of fucking weird. I really like how it tied in.
It needed that B plot, in my opinion. Like, it needed to be something for Arthur Fleck to have impacted on him to get to the point, you know? And
yeah, and then, that movie, like, it filled in the entire gap of, like, well, not filled in, but, like, you know, it basically showed you the entire plot up until the Joker, I think, in Batman, right? Because Joker, he gets put into a mental hospital, then he meets Harley Quinn, he basically makes Harley Quinn on his side, puts Harley Quinn on his side, and then they break out together. And that's how he gets out again, yeah.
I was talking, like, hypothetical sequel, you know, and I don't ever see Joaquin Phoenix's Joker being in a Batman movie as much as I really, really want
that. I think that'd be amazing.
I think it would be amazing, too. Like, I just, like, the movie kept going and going, but I was like, I want to see what he's going to do next. He's just, this guy's fucking crazy, you know? Like, there's something captivating about that, you know? And I think that's what makes the Joker so dangerous, because it brings other people to his side. But, like, originally the Joker and Harley Quinn's in an abusive relationship, right? And we don't really get that anymore. Like, what the fuck with Jared Leto? Like, it's not, like, they're equals, you know? But Harley Quinn is abused into this relationship with the Joker.
It's Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, and I think you could tell, like, a very serious but also, like, an empowering movie, like, where the Joker meets Harley Quinn and this kind of abusive relationship forms, and Harley Quinn moves into being, like, the new 52 Harley Quinn, where she's, like, not, like, a villain but more like an anti-hero. But, like, to go through that, like, kind of process with showing, like, domestic abuse. And, I mean, a very serious, dark movie, just like Joker. But covering it from that kind of perspective. Because I think we don't get movies like that either. You know, instead we're going to get, like, Birds of Prey, which is having Margot Robbie. I don't know, we don't
have a lot of dark kind of movies at all.
We don't get those anymore. They're all, like, big fucking fuck-off Marvel space laser movies.
I mean, I like those, but, like, having something like the Joker every now and then is, like, really good.
Yeah, no, I think we need some more character study kind of movies. We don't get those a lot. Anyway, that's enough for spoilers. Let's get them back.
it's been like 8 minutes.
I know.
My headphones are turning back on.
I could talk about that movie for a full fucking hour.
Hello.
All right. Hey, hello. You're
welcome
good.
Back. All right. Are you guys ready to get banned in China?
Well, I mean, we kind of already are. You hear about the South Park episode that got banned?
Banned in China?
Yeah, banned in China. Got banned in China. Like, banned. Like, banned, like, music, and then I got banned in China. Like, banned, BANNDED.
Nice. Yes, no more South Park for you Chinese listeners out there.
Did they even get South Park to begin with? I feel like that'd be, like, the number one thing on their radar to ban.
Probably, like, not mainland China. Okay, so some people in my replies were asking, like, what the fuck is happening? I do not understand. So, little background on this, because it's the only way it's going to make sense when we're talking about it. So for the last 100 years of Hong Kong's history, they've been owned by Britain. So they've been able to do the things that we enjoy here in the West. Freedom of expression, freedom of speech.
Yeah, basically just they're free. But like, China is very, very authoritarian. They're constantly being watched. China literally has a social credit system where you are being peer reviewed, basically. So, like, let's say you, I'm trying to think of, like, a situation because I don't even know how strict it is. Like, let's say you push someone over in the street because you got in a fight, right? They would know your social profile, and they can rate you, and then they can be like, I don't like this person, downvote. And then that reflects on your, like, your entire life. So, like, if you want a career, if you have a career, you could lose your job because you pushed someone in the street and someone downvoted you on social media.
Or let's be real. System. That's the least of your worries if you live in China. But what's happened, right? So Britain relinquished control of China, or excuse me, Hong Kong back to China. And it kind of left Hong Kong alone for a bit, right? But then what ended up happening is that, and I'm simplifying this a lot, but President Xi Jinping, I might have butchered his name. He looks
just
like
call Winnie the Pooh. It's so much easier.
Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping.
Or Winnie the Pooh.
Just Winnie the Pooh. It's
Winnie
so
the Pooh.
Much easier.
President Winnie the Pooh for life, a.k.a. he's not a president. He's a dictator.
should we explain the meme there? Explain the joke so it's funny?
He looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, okay.
Winnie the Pooh in Ebay. Yeah.
Hong Kong protesters have been calling him Winnie the Pooh because he looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, they banned Winnie the Pooh. Like, years ago, like, there was a meme of him and someone else looking like Winnie and Winnie the Pooh Bear, and they banned all Winnie the Pooh imagery.
Yep.
Period.
Yeah, if you posted that meme in China, you'd probably get executed.
Jail time.
You would vanish.
The jail.
You go to a prison camp, of which, by the way, they also have concentration camps for a small Muslim populace that live in mainland China. Okay.
Love China. Love them.
So that's what's happened, and Hong Kongers want independence and to get things like democracy and open voting where they won't get arrested for voting for the opposition and things like that. Basically, they're calling for what?
Democracy.
Democracy and human rights.
Yes.
And China said no. And so that's where we are now.
Yeah, that's why you see, like, all over Twitter all the time is constant protests, because they are fighting very hard to keep their freedoms and liberties because they know how bad China is. Like, I'm pretty sure it's, like, there's at least, like, 2 million people constantly protesting almost. It seems like. I heard it was, like, 5 million or something.
It's a lot.
Flooded it, like, consistently.
Yeah, it got so bad they banned masks in public, but who's going to listen to that?
Yeah, if you're protesting, I don't think you're going to be listening to a mask.
Well, what's happened is that protesters that will get arrested is, like, they'll just vanish, you know, so that's an issue if you, like, wear a mask, but they've been, like, so if you've seen the umbrellas a lot, that's so that way they could, like, push the tear gas away.
Yeah, they started wearing masks and tear gas to, like, so security footage couldn't identify them.
Yeah, they've also been using, like, mini projectors to hide their face from facial recognition software.
I saw those. I want to say it is impressive that, like, there hasn't been some kind of mob by the protesters against the police, like, a really bad one, because it's just, like, the police have not been kind. They're using tear gas, they're using, you know, fucking pepper spray. One of them got shot, I think killed.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that they haven't been,
a
like, okay, we're going to resort to violence.
Was thrown into the ocean. It's bad.
It's gotten,
like, it's
really
crazy they haven't
points.
Resorted to violence, like, as much as you'd think they would.
It's gotten really, like, violent at points, though. Like, at certain times.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, it's, like, as long as the police don't do anything, it's not necessarily violent.
The only time it's gotten violent from... Okay, and obviously, like, you know, media can be manipulated, but it really is that the police are the aggressors here, because the police are under the control of mainland China, which definitely wants these protesters to go away. They definitely want that. So how does this, like, how did this even end up being something we care about, right?
Because Blizzard, these motherfuckers, some dude said on a stream, free Hong Kong. So what they do is they take away all of his Hearthstone winnings from that weekend, which are estimated to sum up around $10,000, and they ban him from competing for the next year.
Yeah, to be clear, it was a Hearthstone tournament, and he said it live, and then two commentators
they got fired.
Also,
who were unrelated. They didn't say it. They were just in the chat.
Apparently, it was planned with the two commentators. Like, they were, like, it was, like, a discuss previously, and they were also in on it. But, like, still, like, they shouldn't have lost their jobs. He shouldn't have been suspended for a year and got his prize money taken away. And since Blizzard did this, the internet has been in a fucking uproar, And I think Blizzard, so many people are deleting their Blizzard accounts that Blizzard has disabled, I think, all four forms of verification to delete your account.
They've either disabled them or they've crashed.
Yeah. So you can't even, like, if you want to disable your Blizzard account to support, you can't. Because so many people are doing it, or they stopped, or they blocked it. So,
well, if it crashed, it's been down for about 72 hours. Let me just say that.
Okay, then it's definitely them blocking it.
Yeah. You also can't say Free Hong Kong. You can't reference Hong Kong in any of their games. You can't tell other people about it. You can't do a bunch of these things. You
really?
Know?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, so you can't use even Hong Kong as, like, your name. So that's bad. There's also the Blizzard campus, which is where all the Blizzard employees work. And there's a sign on a statue that says, like, basically, like,
every voice matters, and what else? There is, like, some other, like, free speech-esque kind of things, though.
Yeah, think also, global, like,
I'm pretty sure one of May's lines is fight for our world or something.
Yeah, yeah, like they're turning May into like a symbol for Free Hong Kong, putting the mask on her, photoshopping it. But also, there was like this one college where somebody said, I don't remember if it was Australia or America, but they said, yeah, so it was America, but like some college student said that as well. Free Hong Kong, like he put a sign up on stream, and Blizzard chose not to punish him. They cut the stream, but the college chose to drop out for the rest of the season and say this is a double standard, and it would be hypocritical for Blizzard to not punish us, but punish the player like in Asia. So like they were trying to use that as a chance for good press, but the college like flipped it on them and was like, you're not getting away with this shit. We're not going to be your bargaining chip.
Yep.
So basically, Blizzard did a big fucky wucky.
Here's the TLDR. Blizzard is, like, not all the employees, because a bunch of the employees, like, on the campus are showing umbrellas or, like, publicly talking about their displeasure, but, like, whoever is, like, making these decisions, spineless cowards.
Well, here's the thing, is that they are putting profits before freedom of speech and democracy.
Human rights.
I think it's better just to say human rights.
I mean, yeah.
Like, with how fucked China is, it's a human rights problem. It's not even just democracy.
Like, your bottom line is before, like, this free speech. It would be different if, like, they were saying, like, women shouldn't be allowed to vote. I heard that example you somewhere, but, like, this isn't that. This is him, like, saying, like, free Hong Kong! Not fucking, like, get rid of, like, oppress, like, a certain group, like, specifically. Like,
it's not like he's saying, like, I'm pro-life or something. Like, controversial.
He's not saying something outrageous, like, just blatantly racist. He's literally saying free Hong Kong. Like, that's not, like, fucking something that you can make a good argument over, like, you should be banned from league play for this.
Yeah, it's not even something...
They have a rule that if you say anything controversial or puts Blizzard in the public limelight in a bad way, that you can be banned. So we technically broke a rule, but I feel like that rule's stupid to begin with how general it is.
It's made general for that reason.
Yeah.
But like, they wouldn't have enforced anything if he was like, oh yeah, women's rights or something. Like, it just wouldn't have happened.
No, because like, it's only stuff that has like controversial PR. So it's like the whole pro-life versus pro-choice thing. It's like, if he said something like that, that might have been a problem. But yeah. The thing is with the Free Hong Kong thing, it's something that everyone in the Western world, I'm pretty sure everyone agrees in the Western world, they agree that Hong Kong should be free and have human rights.
Yeah. The big thing I heard was like, I think I was watching an Inside Gaming episode and they were talking about how Diablo Immortal is essentially trying to break in, and also Call of Duty Mobile is trying to break into the Chinese market, and they need approval from the Chinese government to do that, because every video game that goes there needs to be approved by the Chinese government. So if they like aired this free Hong Kong shit and didn't crack down on it, they're afraid they won't get that Chinese market, which is fucking like them clearly just trying to keep good ties with these fucking sadists.
You know, I wonder how.
But wait,
like,
there's more. The NBA.
Oh yeah, the NBA. Who cares?
Sports. I don't know if you guys saw this, but basically, what happened, and this happened here in the West. This happened in America, in Capital One Arena. These guys held up free Hong Kong signs during a game and had their sign confiscated. So.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not either. Like, with what was happening with the Houston Rockets. Like, so it started with the NBA. Like, the Houston Rockets, the general manager tweeted out a free Hong Kong thing. And, like, there's a big controversy where he was like, oh, I considered alternate perspectives, and he backtracked hard. But
they,
like,
forced him to apologize.
Yeah, like, in the CBA, like, the China, like, cut ties with the Houston Rockets. CBA did as well, the Chinese Basketball Association, which was Jeremy Lin ran. So it was Jeremy Lin running, cutting ties with his former team, which is why it was a big deal.
That guy backtracking was like, you know what, I ponder on it. Maybe a dictatorship isn't too bad.
Exactly. Like, you're talking about democracy. How do you, like, fucking think, nah, people should,
it's,
like,
it's
nah,
either my job
rights.
Or human rights.
Concentration camps, you know what?
Alternate
thinking of,
perspective.
Thinking about it, concentration camps might be an okay idea. They might have their place in the world.
God.
Oh, God. It's a fucking mess. And, I mean, you know, Blizzard's being shit on. But at the end of the day, like, they probably don't care because they're like, you know, the Chinese market's more important than the American market. Because, like, okay, let's be real, right? If America had, like, let's switch the populations here. Let's switch the Chinese population to the American population. If America had the same population, or, like, you know, it was flipped, America would be a lot bigger focus. Because there's way more fucking people if America had the Chinese population, but they don't. And China has a much larger market. Like, what is their total population? Because it's like 1.3 billion. They have a billion more people
than the US. The crazy thing is that people thought when trade with China was going to happen that we would import things like democracy to them, but it has happened in reverse.
Instead, we're getting strong-armed by them because their market power is ridiculous and our reliance on them is as well.
Yeah, we rely on China for, like, way too much.
To be fair, they rely on us as well, so, like, we're in a standstill. We're, like, locked.
Yeah,
deadlocked.
India also has a huge fucking market compared to the U.S. actually is, like, really puny in population. And then China's, like, consistently rising, too, like... Holy shit.
Hey, I mean, all that sweatshop labor goes a long way.
Yeah, especially for
one interesting thing
I
found.
iPhone I'm holding.
Where do you think it came from? Yeah.
I think are iPhones still made in China? I thought they were made
like
Taiwan.
Yeah, they're made
now.
At like the Foxconn factories.
Oh.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is sweatshop labor.
Yep. Okay, so some interesting things I found, because I was curious to see what other companies were like censoring shit. So Apple censors the Taiwan flag. They don't recognize Taiwan as a country
in China.
In China. Yes, so they censored that. They also removed some protest maps from their app store. Obviously, Activision Blizzard, the NBA, Disney, ESPN refuses to mention any Chinese politics. Viacom censors the Taiwan flag in the new Top Gun movie. This one's an interesting one, right? So remember how Tilda Swinton was the ancient one in Doctor Strange? You know why that was? It was because they don't want to recognize any Tibetan people as...
Oh my god.
Yeah. So they made her a white woman instead.
Dude, imagine if this shit happened in the US. There would be so many fucking people outraged.
Oh,
holy
but wait,
shit.
There's more. TikTok...
Well, okay, TikTok is a Chinese
is
company.
By the China, like, so, a company
by
in China.
Dance.
I do not fucking trust TikTok. They are stealing your fucking data, and they were giving it to the Chinese government. I do not fucking trust TikTok.
No. That's all bullshit. Like the amount of, No. Like, Brandon, if you think that just because they're ran by a Chinese company that they're stealing your information,
you
then
didn't
pretty
let
much
me finish
every...
quite. TikTok censors videos mentioning Tiananmen Square, Tibetan independence, and bans any the religious group Falun Gong. So,
yeah, but like that wasn't the argument being made.
They probably collect
Diesel.
Information. There's no
I,
way.
No.
Yes,
for
but
real.
If like, by that logic, then yes, Blizzard is also selling your information to the Chinese government. So is Epic Games. So is
oh
every
yeah,
single,
probably
any company funded by Tencent. Yeah, like so you should trust them just as little for the same reason.
I mean, I trust Apple just as little.
I mean, yes, but we're talking about TikTok right now. I can't believe TikTok bans the mentioning of Tiananmen Square and Tibetan independence. I can't fucking
That's
believe that.
That's actually kind
of
funny.
I've seen Tiananmen Square TikToks. It's
probably
like a,
banned specifically
is Chinese,
in China.
Is that Chinese only or American too?
Let me check. How TikTok censors videos that do not please Beijing. There's a whole article on it. So they probably block it in mainland China and Hong Kong.
Is Beijing the capital of China?
I don't fucking remember right now. I think it
Dude,
is.
Dude, I barely know anything about China because I can't, like...
Most people were, like, focused on how bad, like, Russia was, and now, like...
See, Russia's pretty bad, but they're not China bad. You know? The reason you don't know about how bad China is because it's super fucking closed off.
Yeah, they keep it really tight-lipped.
The only reason we know they have concentration camps is because of satellite images. That's it.
Or people that escaped.
Okay, yeah, that too. But, like, the only pictures we have of the buildings are satellite images. That's it.
Yeah.
So, you know, shit, like, it's just fucking, it's crazy. It's fucking crazy. And it's like, you know, nothing's probably going to get done because there's way too much financial interest in China for any country to do anything.
Well, the only way something's going to happen is if the U.S. puts their foot down. And considering that both Republican and Democratic senators have agreed bipartisanly, I think it was Marco Rubio and I forget the Democrat, but they both said they were going to, yeah, it was more than one. But they were everybody, all in unison agree, so it's bad. So I don't know. I'd like to see what'll happen from the U.S. government.
Wait, they agree to not touch it or touch it?
No, they agree this is a blatant human rights violation.
Well, okay, this is the problem though. It's like, because like when they're going over like, oh, should we do something? They're gonna be like, well, you know, like 80% of the stuff in my room is made in China.
Yeah, well, that's why we gotta, you know, you call your senator, you actually do your due diligence as an American citizen and make your voice heard.
I mean, they all agree it's bad, so.
They already agree it's bad. It's just like getting the companies off of China when they're already like, they'd have to completely like change their market. Like, what's the word? Like, they'd have to completely change the market chain. Like, Nintendo, Sony and Xbox all sent a joint letter to Trump, like when he was adding tariffs, saying that like they would have to completely change their chain of supply chain if they keep the tariffs passed, which would completely rumble the industry.
And also,
it would be catastrophic.
Also, if we tried to forcibly do anything with China, like instead of just like negotiating, like if we were like, okay, we're gonna fucking send some people in there and do something.
Both North Korea and Russia would be real pissed.
Yeah, and they would sign with China, and then you know what would happen? Other World countries have the U.S. We would have World War fucking III.
Like, there's obviously like no brute force shit we can do. The most we could do is like try and do trade war shit, but that would be just as damaging to us as it would be to them.
No, it'd literally just be better to just like go along with it and both benefit than hindering yourself in the process. Like, there isn't much the U.S. can do that's like reasonable, you know? Like, we're not gonna go to fucking war with China because first of all, they have way more, don't they have like a ton more troops? Because aren't people like legally required to go to
the
military?
I think they have a way bigger army, but I don't know how more technologically advanced it is.
Well, since China's a complete dictatorship, that's gonna be like, you look fit enough to be in the war, we're gonna grab 10 million of you and fucking throw you overseas, you know? Like, they don't give a shit. The U.S. would be more reluctant though to like, you know, do a draft again. So I feel
Jesus
like anyways.
Christ. Anyway, BlizzCon's in a couple weeks.
No more crowd shots.
They're gonna be like, okay, guys, BlizzCon is canceled.
There is no Winnie the Pooh costumes allowed on the floor. There is no signs.
Oh my
allowed.
God! Yeah, it's November 1st.
They're gonna cancel all Q&As.
They are totally not.
Could you imagine they do a Q&A? So how do you guys feel about Hong Kong?
Okay, the attendance last year was 40 fucking thousand people.
Oh my god.
Imagine, so like, let's say it's like 50, 45, 50,000. Imagine how many of those people are going to be like fucking doing Hong Kong shit. That's bad. That's bad for Blizzard. Oh fuck, they fucked up. They should have, like, I don't know. They should have just like, they shouldn't have been so aggressive if they didn't want to upset Western markets. Because, like, you know, they appeased China, but now they fucked with the Western markets. You know,
but like,
losing money.
If they can break in... the thing is, though, their stocks haven't even tanked.
The stockholders are probably like, yeah, that's a good move. They probably thought it was a good move.
I mean, like, the thing... They might be right, though, because if they can break into the Chinese market successfully, but like not hurting the Western one, they might like make more money in the long term that way.
Yeah. Anyways, want to answer questions now? I'm tired of talking about China.
Yeah, sure.
Make sure say rude shit in the BlizzCon Twitch chat.
Wow, we are 40 minutes in and we are only getting to the questions now. Okay. Let's go, boys.
So the first one is from Cock XChi. Anyway, if you could make any video risk-free, what would you make? So I'd make something, personally, I'd make something that's like really fucked up I couldn't put on YouTube. So I'd probably do something like you know those Live League videos? No, you know like those Live League videos?
Yeah.
Like so what, doing you just something fucking shoot with that? I'm saying like doing something with Live League or like going watching like super weird porn. Or just some shit like that.
Reacting to Live League videos.
Something that you couldn't put on YouTube. Because it's just like, you'll have ideas and you're just like, but I can't really do that. Like, just making a video about Pornhub comments, like, that gets you to monetize. So it's like, you really can't do much with that. But like, it's like, it's fucking funny. It could be funny. So
I think like, if I had no limits and I had the resources, I'd want to make like an ARG. Like, I feel like that could be, like, really creatively fulfilling or, like, a good learning experience for writing and shit.
Damn, yours is, like, such a serious answer where it's, like, creatively fulfilling. I'm just like, I want to review porn!
There are a couple topics that I really like to, like, cover or some shit. Like, maybe some more disgusting stuff, like Justin Wang got away with the cum jar on Reddit.
Are you talking about...
Like, there's, like, shit I'd want to make reaction videos on that, like, I couldn't without, like, getting... Or just age-gated or demonetized right off the bat?
God, I'm trying to think of what I'd want to make. Part of me was like, maybe I just want to make, like, some kind of fucked video where people get, you know, like Dangerous Candyland again.
I already did that.
I know. But, like, bigger. I don't know how you can, like,
I feel
bigger that. And more fucked up. Well, if it was risk-free, let's assume no injuries would occur. Let's hit each other with cars.
When I think of risk-free, I feel like more like risk to the health of my overall channel. Like, yeah. I could spend as long as I want on it without, like, the fear of, like, the channel going away.
Yeah, but we can twist the definition of risk-free. How about risk-free means no bodily injury? We could fucking line people up and run them over if there was no bodily injury.
Dude, we could, like, do so many stunts, bro.
Oh, my God.
If we're talking supernatural, bro, I'd do some shit.
I would just like to do jackass stuff. Like,
If it was risk-free, you could make an action movie with real guns and bullets, and there'd be zero problem.
Bro, if it was risk-free, I'd dig straight down in Minecraft.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you guys ever saw Jackass 3D, but at one point they shot a dildo out of an air cannon, right? Okay, so instead of just one dildo out of one air cannon, yeah, you don't get to monetize.
No, right? just don't.
Okay,
put
okay,
the,
okay,
just
okay, okay.
Pixelate fucking, the dildo.
We get an endless minigun of dildo firing, and it's like it's like an obstacle course, but the people who aren't running get to shoot you with sex toys.
Dodgeball, but with dildos.
You remember the one bit for like the one bit from Jackass 3D? I think it was Jackass 3D, but like where Steve-O gets in the porta potty, like the used porta potty, and they put it like on a bungee crane, so it just shoots up, and the shit flies everywhere, and like he's just covered in it when he gets down, and he's like puking the whole fucking time.
Oh my God, that's it's fucking so hilarious. Gross. I would it's love so to do gross. Stuff like that. That is the kind of stuff I'd like to do, but for some reason, YouTube doesn't allow it, but they'll put it in theaters. I don't know.
I mean, when was the last time you saw a Jackass-esque movie?
Well, when it's Bad in Grandpa. Theaters, they have, like, one curse. They
How
have, like,
long
one
ago
fuck.
Was Bad Grandpa?
Not that long ago.
Bad Grandpa release date. It was 2013. It's been, like, 6 years.
My favorite Jackass-esque movie is Mall Cop.
Paul Blart Mall Cop? Are you kidding me?
Just, I don't know, like, being able to go as all out as, like, Filthy Frank did with, like, his helicopter shots and shit of just, like, them all eating shit, like, that was really funny. By eating shit, I mean falling on their face. Just thought I'd clarify.
Yeah, no, you kind of have to with Filthy Frank.
But, like, he was, like, a modern-day Jackass, which was pretty epic. Or, like,
yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Internet-age Jackass.
All right, who's... Next question. Someone read it.
Oh, Spoonery. What is the worst thing about recording the podcast?
Rendering.
Rendering? I think organization.
Yeah. Yeah, organization. But like, if we're talking recording specifically, like this whole process, I don't know. It's usually not that
recording bad. Specifically. I'd say just talking about scheduling. That's the recording part's like the easiest part.
I mean, the whole process, I think, is like, is what the question is really getting at.
Yeah, then definitely like rendering, because like we've had so many episodes that just fail because of After Effects being gay.
See, this is the thing. It's not even After Effects. It's Media Encoder, right? And if your PC like fucking falls asleep or some shit when it's rendering, it could corrupt the file. Like I've had that happen multiple times.
I don't use Media Encoder.
See, I use Media Encoder so I can use my PC.
I just do it overnight so it'll go faster.
Well, see, I've used Media Encoder and used my PC, and then I do something kind of intensive on my PC, and it fucking borks the Media Encoder.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I just think getting it done faster is probably
I still think organization is, like, the hardest, because, you know, we're all doing different things at different times.
Yeah, like, we're all in different, like, all three of us are in separate time zones.
I think organization, because, like, again, like, we're all doing different things at different times. But then, like, the reason that I think we haven't had a podcast with a guest in a while is because, like, we got to work around the guest's time.
It's so much easier just to do it with three people, like, that already are on a schedule with it.
Yeah.
It's so much fucking easier.
And I mean, like, after this podcast, we got to talk about getting more guests. But
hey, if PewDiePie hit us up, we'd take him. All right.
But Joe decided it's been, like, 4 or 5 months since the last guest. Like, yeah, Slam Seagull was the last one, like, 20 episodes ago.
And it's like, it's either you force the guest to come on at your time, which is like, isn't always like doable, or like you fucking wake up at like 8 a.m. to go like record a guest episode.
Yeah, especially if that guest is in like the wrong time zone of fucking Australia. Who the fuck even lives there? and then you have to like, it's like completely flipped. So it's like you have to get up at like fucking 6 a.m. or something. So.
Well.
Next question.
Quackity Lumbutt.
Spirit Slayer 828. Will Brandon ever talk about December again? I talked about it like one. I don't get it. I've talked about it like one fucking time and never mentioned it since. I really made that subreddit so I could nab the fucking thing. Like, that's it. I let people use it if they want to use it. It's just how it is.
Like, your subreddit is such a shit show. Like, occasionally I'll see something from like Henry's or yours on my feed. And I'm just like, do you people even know how to make memes? Like, you guys watch their channels, right? Like, why are you so fucking normie? Like, Jesus. Like it annoys me, and I'll see it, and I'll downvote it.
I mean, Diesel, it's like, to consume our content, like, to make our content, we are always drenched in this layer of irony. To consume it, you just have to watch it. Like, you don't have to, like, do all the other stuff.
Diesel is that motherfucker who opens Reddit and is like, I don't like this meme, and he clicks
the trash, like, cringe army,
it actually makes a difference, because only 7 people upvoted it. No offense, but you make bad
memes. I want to see what's on new in r/WildSpartans right now. Like, I'm going on my phone just to fucking see this.
Oh boy,
probably someone bitching about not using the subreddit.
Angry noises. Brandon says something wrong. Everyone else, angry as fuck. They're right.
Wow.
You're right, they're bad.
That's so relatable, I understand. I watch all the Wild Spartans content.
Who's Wild Spartans again?
Never heard.
I have no fucking idea.
Like, I feel like I should know that name, but I just don't care enough.
Why is that meme the most... Wait, why is that one the most fucking upvoted?
There's, like, a post on this subreddit every, like, 2 months.
Like, you know what's funny?
Like,
somebody asked about my golf with your friends clip, where it's just a compilation of me just raging at golf with your friends, and I'm just saying, fuck, fuck, fuck.
But, like, it goes...
Literally Google it. It's, like, the first result.
It goes 12 days, 14 days, 20 days, 26 days, 38 days ago. It, like, there's nothing to talk about on the subreddit.
What the
fuck?
Why
related.
Is your... Hold up. Wait. Oh, your subreddit's brand fucking new, isn't it? Or you just start promoting it?
I haven't even started promoting it yet.
Oh, okay. I've run mine like once. Your subreddit has like 8 people or 8 posts. I was gonna be like, I'm gonna go to his and see how long people post on his. But then I'm like, it's like 2 days ago, and I scroll the way down, and I'm like, oh, it's like 4 posts. So
I still, yeah, we still gotta get mods for it. Like, I'm not plugging it on the main until like it's more set in.
Okay. Next question. can we just not read the name?
Like, I think we should.
I mean, we've read all the other ones
because that's funny.
Okay,
at Quackity Love Bot.
Fucking weird ass name. What's is your it? Favorite Disney movie? Princess and song. Oh, there we go. Okay, I read that wrong the first time I read it. I was like, I read it as Princess Song, and I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't know. Favorite Disney movie? Probably, like, does Marvel count?
Fuck no. We're talking Disney. Disney.
Disney. Oh, I don't fucking know then. Bambi, because a deer died?
Probably Atlantis. Princess? I want to say Moana, and then Song. Probably the Hans.
I literally have not watched enough Disney movies.
Is Moana a Disney favorite princess? Like, she's not really... Is she a princess?
I think she counts. Yeah, she counts. She definitely counts. I think she counts.
I'm rolling with that one, too, then.
Because you don't fucking
all
know.
All the same three ways?
I don't watch enough Disney!
Did you not watch it going up?
Okay, favorite Disney movie? Not fucking really. Princess and the Frog. It's underrated as fuck. Totally go watch that if you haven't watched that already.
My favorite Disney time. Princess is Selena Gomez from Wizards of Waverly Place. All right, that's my favorite Disney princess.
We stand Selena Gomez in this household.
The Hunts is my favorite song, and Tiana is my favorite princess. There you go. Boom. Real answer taste. Because I'm a cultured individual.
All right. At TRG underscore Noah, what's your favorite episode you've ever recorded?
Rough. You go first.
I'm trying to think, because it's just like we've had a lot of conversations I can pinpoint. Like when we talk about stupid shit, like fucking Area 51 and aliens, like that's fun because it's just so dumb. Like black holes is just so dumb. But like you go with the episode.
I have a couple different answers and like not like specific things. First is like the ones where we're like we don't really have a topic list and we just like bounce off really hard. I feel like those are like some of our best episodes, but also like just best individual episode, Quackity's hands down. Like
Quackities.
that one went for an hour and a half because his Toontown stories were the funniest fucking thing I've
ever
heard.
The Toontown shit. I agree. The Toontown shit was fucking great.
Most of our guest episodes, except for Nerd Cities, because I'm sorry, that was like really early. We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, no, like that wasn't on him. That was on us for like not
that was
being
totally
great
on us. But most of the guest episodes are really good because I think you get like an insight that you don't usually get.
Yeah, especially when it's like someone who's completely out of the community. I want to get someone who's from ASMR on.
We should definitely do that.
Let's get JoJo's ASMR. ASMR. Sit down.
I really want to get fucking Scott the Waz on the podcast.
That would be sick. I love Scott the Waz, dude.
Leon Lesh was another great guest episode. So was Wang.
Wang was good. A lot of it is, like, our older guests seemed, like, who, like, have, like, a lot of experience, like, but Wang and Leon, like, they're on, not that they're old, but, like, they're older than us.
Hey, I'm 19. They're fucking old to me, all right? They could be, like, my dad.
All right, fine. Brandon's dropping the pretense of politeness, but I think their experience was, like, really interesting to hear.
Wait, how old is Leon? Could he actually be my dad?
He's, like, 30-something. I don't think he could be your dad. He is a dad, though.
He could be my dad if... I think it had to be like super young. It would have to be like super young. So, not really. It was pushing it. If I was like if I was like 5 years younger, he could definitely be my dad.
But yeah, there's just a lot of episodes to choose from, and like the catalog's pretty good. If like not to toot our own horns, but I feel like we've gotten a lot better and done pretty well with ourselves, like as the podcast has evolved. Minus repeating the same alien conversation every 10 episodes.
But it's so good! It's like taking LSD without the LSD. It's great.
No.
Have you ever taken LSD to start with, Brandon?
Sadly, no.
Apparently you can buy in small quantities for research purposes. So, yep. Just gonna leave that out there.
Gotta hit that shit up. Alright, at Jim Strawberry... says, what are y'all's fursonas? I'm gonna have to think on this, because I don't have one at disposal. Like, I can't just be like, you know what, here's my fursona. I like this, this, and this, and this is what he looks like. I can't think of that.
Brandon, you'd be a bear.
I wouldn't even pick a bear. I would probably pick, like, a wolf.
Oh, my God.
That's the standard answer, though. Like, most people draw mine as, like, a possum, because I love possums, but I don't even think I'd choose that. Like, as a persona. They're interesting, but, like, I don't know, design-wise, it's hard to say.
Actually, you're right, wolves are super generic. Huh.
Yeah, what like, everyone that, be a that's wolf? Like baby's first persona.
I think cats sound would be sick.
The reason I say wolf is because it's just like when I was a kid, I really wanted a wolf as a dog. But like, and then I figured out that they're really aggressive, and you can't really get a wolf as a dog because it's illegal.
Well, if you were gonna be a dog, is there like a breed of dog that you'd want to be your persona?
I don't fucking know. I mean, like, what else? I wouldn't want to be a bear. Like, I just wouldn't want
to
be a bear.
I don't know. To the furries in our audience, is Brandon a bear? That's a question to answer
in the comments.
Probably
all say yes, because I'm fucking say yes. Massive.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
I just saw you sitting next to Weast on the San Diego Pier in your little Rip and Dip hoodie, and I'm like, yeah, man's first son is a bear.
But Weast is a little man.
I just knew.
And I was hugging Weast in my arms.
I would say you're a bear. I mean, quite. Yeah, probably possum, I guess. I don't know.
What are you then?
Probably a dog of some variety.
What's the most depressed animal you can think of?
Depressed? Jesus Christ.
I want to say, I feel like a possum would be the most depressed.
Really?
They literally play dead.
Koala.
Their existence
I'm definitely
is
more of a dog. Let's be real here.
Yeah, no, like you're more of a dog. But if we're talking depression, what's the most depressed dog? A beagle, a really
droopy eyed beagle. You're a droopy eyed beagle. That actually is really good. That matches really well.
Because it looks like my grandpa looking down at me, disapproving of all my choices.
No, because it's like
that's how Diesel acts. He's like
Diesel
the smartest
will talk about college, and if you just put an image of a droopy eyed deagle, a beagle, while he's talking about college, it fits perfectly. It's an exhausted old dog, and he hates living.
Wait, what's the? I'm trying to remember his name. What's the depressed character from Winnie the Pooh?
Igor.
That's Eeyore? Diesel.
Oh, Igor, close enough.
Eeyore's a donkey, I think. Right? I don't know.
Yeah, specifically him. That like specifically him is you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Fucking college sucks. Whatever.
It's not your fault. It's just how it is.
It's just the vibe. Usually isn't their fault.
It's just the vibe, Diesel.
All right, next question. At SlimBob4, favorite YouTuber at the moment?
Who am I been binging recently?
I literally pre-read this, and I'm looking at my subscriptions trying to find them.
Yeah,
because like, I've been watching shit, but like I haven't like I don't remember the names.
I want to say like I haven't like they don't upload as often, but when I found them, I binged like all three of their videos. Offcanny is really good. They're like to some degree a modern day Filthy Frank, and like some of the shit they do, like, and they're very creative with their ideas.
I'm like looking through my subscriptions trying to find fucking. Okay, not my favorite, but someone I happen to watch consistently is this Review Tech USA, and I've been doing it for a long time, and I'll just see his shit, and I'm like, okay, I'll watch, and I'm never really, like, turned off by it.
So like, you're saying you're turned on by Review Tech USA?
Oh, yeah. I love big men.
I'm still, whenever he uploads, I still always watch Will and E's newest video. Like, whenever it comes out, it's, like, first thing I do.
I've been
David Dobrik. But that's
I've been watching David Dobrik. Yeah, easy.
Lock picking lawyer.
I watched some of his shit too.
I've been watching League. Oh wait, no. One I've been getting really into, Corridor Crew. Like I love their stunt and fucking VFX artist react to like stunts and shit. Like that stuff is so insightful and I love it. Like and also like they made Home Alone rated R, Marvel rated R, like, and it's like really cool and shit. Love that stuff.
Alright, I think that answers that.
Oh,
question.
Also Scott the Wise. I've just been busy.
Yeah, Scott the Wise. Scott the Wise.
Yeah, like he's
relax,
just great.
Relax,
he's great at what
it
he
goes
does.
Hand in
relax,
hand.
Relax, relax. Yeah, that's also he's also really
okay,
great.
Okay, can someone read the next name? Because I don't even know how I'd start pronouncing that.
Ospreys.
Ospreys.
Is it
one Ospreys? Thing? Because I was gonna read it as OS Prey S.
Osprey. Osprey's a bird. Is it? And then so Ospreys plural. Is it Osprey or Osprey?
Oh my god, what's your guys' favorite experience together?
First PAX. 100%. Because it was the first time we met in person, and then it's such a memory because that fucking basement, because the guy who hosted us was weird, the place was shitty, I hit my head in the last day, it was memorable.
I remember like I was getting like low blood sugar, so I just took a big bite out of like the entire stack of ham.
Oh, I remember that. Oh my god.
That was gross. Why did I do that? I was desperate and hurting.
My boy Teddy was there.
That was funny. Like,
he broke the cot.
Yeah, he was calling with his girl every night and would bully him every single time.
No, like Teddy. So Teddy slept in the con. He didn't even like. He didn't put it out right. So he laid on it, or he wouldn't go out right. Right? What was it? I feel like go I feel out like right, he so couldn't. Like, yeah, and then he slept on it and fucked it up even
like,
more.
So the bed was like the way he slept on it. The bed was already at like I want to say like a 30-45 degree angle, like towards the floor. So like by the end of like the time like he left, it was just like cracked.
Yeah, it was. I'm surprised we didn't get charged for that fucking cock.
I know. Jesus.
Did you guys end up explaining it to him, or did you just not say anything?
I don't think said. I'm pretty sure our logic was if he says something, we'll explain. But if he doesn't say shit, there's no point.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's a dub for us.
My favorite moment. Probably. Okay, so this is gonna get real sentimental. All right.
Oh God.
Okay, so Jesus, fuck you, Brandon.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Worry, I'm here for you, Diesel.
But it was last PAX, right? Might have had a little too much to drink. Yeah, haha. FPS Diesel, fuck you, fucking idiots. Anyway, I drank damn a lot. Obviously, like I don't even like shy from this because I know it's something that like affects me and it's something I carry with. And to be better than that, but it's like you know I struggle a lot with like personal self worth. Growing up in my kind of like situation, and I've made jokes about it, you know, but my dad's not the best. And I was really struggling with that. Cause prior to that PAX, there was like a whole big kerfuffle, back at home, and it was really hard to go on a trip. And, you know, I'd kind of like bottled up those emotions, but you know, alcohol for whatever it is, it is a bit of a social lubricant. And all those emotions kind of like flowed out. And God, I'm getting choked up. But like, you guys were there for me. It's like, and like, just you know, getting that kind of reassurance from friends is not something I had experienced before. And it just means a lot to have people that are there for you and like are good people who, you know, treat you nice and are just like, I fucking love you guys. And I always think back to that. I'm like, I'm glad you guys are there for me. And I hope you continue to be there for as long as I live, you know? So that's probably my favorite moment. I think about that all the time and how you guys treated me. And I really appreciate that.
Bro, you got me sweating out my eyes. I'm like, I love you, man.
I love you too.
you a real one, dog.
See, I hate this shit because I'm bad at it, but Diesel, you've like been like a brother since I was a kid. So, like,
I know.
I don't like emotional shit because I'm bad at handling it personally. That's why I said, oh God. Like, where it was going.
Don't worry, Brandon. I love you like a brother.
Yeah, all right. I guess it's my turn to be emotional. I think my favorite moment we all had was the first VidCon we all went to together, because like that was like me like fresh graduating, and it was like me like I feel like that was like my first step into like the world of YouTube full time, and it was scary because like I'd never gone on a trip by myself before, like minus PAX East, but that was like on a smaller scale. Just like being around everybody, like every night by the campfire, just talking with y'all, like when like everybody else would go in and it would just be us three left by the fire. And just talking about like our feelings and shit, and like just getting really personal. Like I don't want to go too much in detail with that because I don't.
It's personal.
It's personal, yeah. But it's like that trip like really like solidified that like all of everything that's happened, like everything on YouTube, all the people I've met, like it's not a mistake. It's not imposter syndrome. Like I belong here with the people that I care about. And fucking they do too, and it just like, I don't know, did a lot for my heart.
Damn. I'm gonna fucking start crying, guys. What the fuck?
Bro, this sounds like those support group circles.
Oh my God, Brandon. there's a heart down in that Roblox man.
There is. You're gonna have to reach farther for it.
Oh my God.
I'll find it
I'm trying not to get
folks
emotional.
I'll find it somewhere.
All right. Next question then, okay?
Weirdest thing that happened at VidCon.
From the Olgi. What is the weirdest thing? This last one or
the weirdest shit? The weirdest shit. I can't say it. Because it's not really public, and I can't really say it.
We cannot.
God, are we all thinking about the same thing?
I'm pretty.
Let me type in one word.
Oh no!
No, I was thinking about this.
Yes.
Oh. Oh wait, no wait. Oh, that, I don't think I was in. With y'all for that.
I really wish I could share that. I feel like, didn't one of us, it wasn't us, it was either Axel or Wiest that tweeted something about that.
Did they?
They might have.
Somebody. I don't know.
Well, now they're not gonna, know what it is.
I mean, there's some fucking, like, I'm trying to think, like, what's a weird thing? Because it's just, like, everything that was weird, it's like, it's not really something that can be made public. Like, I'm trying to think. Because, like, a lot of fucking weird shit happened. I'm trying to think back to my first VidCon, because that was definitely the strangest one. Shit.
I can't remember.
I'm thinking of shit, but, like, I can't say it.
I always, like, it's not, like, a bad, weird thing, but, like, talking to, like, the parents of the kids who watch
that
us.
That's, like, it's weird because you don't expect it, but, like, it's, like, when I went, I didn't, like, the meetup, I was like, I didn't expect that to happen, but then I got there and I was like, no, it makes sense, but, like...
It makes sense, but somehow I still didn't see this coming. Like, I was walking to the bathroom, like, to go drink some water, and then, like, this one mom who was on her own, she's like, thank you for doing this, this is just so sweet of you guys, are so good, and I'm like, thank you, I think, thank you? Like, I was frozen.
It's strange because it's just, like... You're not like a 30-year-old movie actor talking with like another adult. You're like a 19-year-old, 20-year-old. You're younger than this parent. You're closer to the age of the kid. And it's, I don't know, it's weird. It's like an interesting weird conversation. So, it's a weird experience.
I always find it weird when you have like, you know, like you go to like a YouTuber party or like, you know, I mean, I'm old enough, you know, go out to like a bar and you're like, oh, there's Jack's Films, or like, oh, there's this guy.
Yeah, that's not really weird. That's just like, what
that's
the fuck?
Like,
well, it's like, I'm just like,
yeah, that's like, that's
are you
a what
real
the
person?
Fuck
I'm like, why are you here and why am I here? Because I'm not important. You are.
See, after the first VidCon, I kind of just expected that to happen. It's kind of crazy how much, because you don't expect it, right? Like, so when I went to TwitchCon, the one time I went to the actual convention, because like, even people who went there every day were like, this convention sucks. I saw two fucking people that were, like, massive, like, Valkyrie. I just saw her getting her fucking partner ticket just out of nowhere. Like a normal fucking person. She just got her partner badge and went along with her day. And then Lily Pichu, I think is how you pronounce it. Like, I just saw her walking. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you go ahead. Sorry.
Like, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, it's just weird. And then it's like, you kind of just get used to it. Because you're just like, yeah, it's probably going to happen. Like, I don't know. It's kind of nice that those big streamers walk around on the TwitchCon floor, though. That's what VidCon used to be, and then I got too big for that.
Yeah.
And it stopped happening.
With TwitchCon, I actually like kind of had the opposite experience. That was one of the floors that I enjoyed the most. Like, out of PAX and TwitchCon, I stayed by the energy drink booth mostly because I'm a fucking gremlin. But, it was cool. Like, I met Paco, like, from Ryan Higa's team, and that was cool. Like, but, most of the people I met, it wasn't at the event itself. It was at the Misfits party. You didn't? Did you go to that, Brandon?
No, I heard it was fucking crazy,
dude. It was. Okay, I don't want to say too much because the Misfits will probably talk about it themselves.
I heard about it, and I was just like, yeah, I'm kind of glad I didn't go to that. That's not my type of thing,
dude. It's so much fun. But I met fucking Swagger Souls and Fitz. Like, that was fucking weird to have a conversation with them. And I didn't meet her, but Pokemon was in the same room as me for 5 seconds, and then I got sick. Axel and Henry met her.
Yeah, that was, I didn't get that sick. That was strange, seeing a picture of Henry next to some Pokemon. It was like, I was like, is this feels Photoshopped? Like, how is this real?
After the cast, there's something really funny I want to show you to do with that after. Like, I can't say it on the cast, but it's really fucking funny.
All right. So, how did you guys meet? Have you always gotten along? From the Drowning Dead, we met
Well, I met Diesel a long fucking time ago, back when I used to make Funny Moments gaming content when I was, I want to say 15 years old. It was like 15 or 14.
Yeah, you're like 15,
I was fucking
14.
Young. It's like 5 years ago at this fucking point, like basically. So I met him through Erling, and then we just started talking. We kind of been talking ever since. And then I met Quite through just Discord. I can't pinpoint. I want to say we just met in a call.
Yeah, the first time we met was when I was 16. The first time we really talked was, I think it was through Tide, and then we, like, in early 2018, like, we just started talking in Twitter DMs.
Oh, yeah, that's how that
and
happened.
And hopped in, like, Discord calls just randomly, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, and then have we always gotten along? I mean, yeah, for the most part, like, it's not like we had a relationship. It's not like we had, you know, arguments, and we're like, I'm breaking
up
with you.
There's definitely points where it's like, we definitely got on each other's nerves, and I think that happens when we, like, stay together. But, you know, like, because you have different ways that, like, you live when you're, like, home. And then you go into an environment where you gotta share space with someone.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a different experience, you know?
Yeah,
and that happens for a lot of people, though, you know?
Yeah, that's like any friend group.
That's
though.
Common.
Like, every personalities will always clash, and it's how you deal with those that I think says the most about people in their relationships with others.
But it's not like I'm, like, squaring up to fight Brandon anytime soon.
I mean, personally, I'm going to dropkick Diesel right now because I hate that guy so much. but, nah, I love these guys.
This is the most wholesome episode of Lab Mouse. Meanwhile, not too long ago, we were talking about an authoritarian regime. Could you believe that
we should have started the episode with this?
I love that I'm in America. Oh, all right, at Lil... Marome 17? Marome 17? Did making YouTube videos impact your life in any way? If yes, how? It's my job.
It didn't do anything. Nope, didn't change anything. Didn't give me anything. Nope, YouTube gave me nothing.
I live in a house that I rent with roommates because it's my job.
It's the reason I get to, like, it's the reason I have a livelihood. Like, yep.
Man, that's wish I could say the same thing, guys. Wish I could say it was my job. I mean, it is, but, like, it's not my livelihood.
It's
I
like
go to
a part-time job
still, unfortunately.
There's
which
like
my full-time
a,
job.
I mean, like, YouTube's like, it's affected me in that I saw Ryan Hugo when I was like 5 or 6, and ever since, that's all I've ever wanted to do. Like, not like as a career, I just wanted to make videos because I loved them since
it
I was
affected
a child.
Me.
So yeah,
it
I think
affect, it, here, it affected my life because I lost my childhood to YouTube.
Jesus Christ.
Like, that's, I mean, that's a pretty good way to put it. Like, for real, it's just like, I grinded this shit from, like, fucking start of, like, middle school to end of high school, and, like, I'm where I am now because I grinded it. Like, if I didn't do that, it wouldn't have happened.
But it's like, you can't grind something like that without it, you loving to do it at some point, you know?
Yeah, and now
even if you don't enjoy it all the time.
I feel like an old man who, like, worked his entire life, and now he's retiring, and he's just like, what do I do now?
For me, it's just like kind of like pushing what I trying to always evolve what I make, even if I'm failing, just trying, you know.
I mean, yeah, that obviously I'm talking like from a like mainly like, you know, social aspects and shit,
yeah,
like that,
because
it's just like if you grind your entire high school, it's like, you know, I talk to people in high school, but it's like I never really did anything outside of it except for, you know, going to like fucking friend's house every once in a while, but like I never, you know, went to like parties or some shit. Like that I never did that. And then I started doing it when I got into YouTube and like, you know, VidCon, I went to parties and stuff like that. And it's like, I started doing it later. I didn't do it when I was like actually in high school, with my high school friends. It never happened.
I mean, I never really like went out like that. Like I was, even when I wasn't like grinding YouTube per se, like I was always more of like an indoors guy. Like I had the extracurriculars, but I didn't go parties until like after the fact. And that was all because of YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not an introvert.
I don't, I like, mean, I consider myself, like, part
I'm working on
introvert.
Getting in the middle.
It's like
it's a process.
It's like I get antsy where, like, sometimes I really just want to go out and do something, but other times, like, I just can't, like, be around anybody.
I mean, most people are like that. They're mostly in the middle.
I feel like I lean introvert in that, like, I need my recharges, but I feel like that's a really basic bitch thing to say as well.
All right, at Nader Fatter, thoughts and psychedelics mainly at FPS Diesel. Why mainly him?
She's fucking, I'm
the most like Joe Rogan.
Okay. I'm just saying. I might if I might
take LSD at some point in my fucking life. I might. You know,
you don't know. Have. You don't know. You don't know.
Like, Brandon's saying he will, just not right now.
I might be interested at some point in my life and eventually get some and do it and see what it's like, but it might happen. Who knows? You know?
I want to be like Michael Vsauce and do ayahuasca, but
yeah,
you know, it's kind of hard to come by.
Yeah, you got to fucking, like, what, fly to some
Yeah, let me just
country.
Go to my local shaman and pick up some ayahuasca tea. So I can trip balls for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, you can go in your own head and, you know, fucking figure out
I don't know, experience
shit.
Ego death, you know? I wish it was more, like, readily available. I think that would be an interesting thing for more people to experience.
Fucking, like, psychedelics like ayahuasca, LSD, and, like, shrooms especially, those will totally be, like, legalized the next 10 years, I think.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Especially
I think
shrooms,
happen.
Because Colorado decriminalized shrooms, so now I like, in theory, I could own shrooms and not go to prison.
If I went to my local drug dealer and picked up some shrooms, he'd be like, all right, fam, I've got some non-criminalizing
He would get
here.
Arrested, but I would not.
Yeah,
he would get
arrested hypothetically for speaking, I may or may not have some shrooms in my closet that I may or may not have done last night.
Hypothetically, I might be high as fuck on shrooms.
Hypothetically, I might be tripping balls at all hours of the day.
Yeah,
okay.
Shrooms.
God, I love doing heroin.
Quite, please, you put this question down, so...
Bro, I don't want to read this shit.
This guy, I'll read it. So there's this guy, Rasputin, but his name has too many numbers, so I just put Rasputin. We've heard you guys say that this started with Pullover, but what really was the base inspiration for the cast? Also, I've heard you all say that you aren't the same way on video/cast as you are IRL. How difficult is it to play the characters you three have chosen? That's I feel like I missed the angle when we said those things.
Well, it's more of an alter ego. It's not really like I have personality disorder.
Yeah, you put on the mask, Brandon.
It's not really like a completely different character. It's more of just like, you know, you're more expressive or you're louder or something along those lines. It's just an amplification of yourself.
Yeah, it's like, it's not that this isn't me, it's just dialed to 11, and I'm not all, and by off, when we say we're different off camera, we mean we're not always on. Like, we have, like, the same quirks, but just not to the, like, blistering degree that you see, like, in videos or on the podcast.
Yeah, our on-screen personas are kind of, like, exaggerated cartoon versions of how we are in real life. Like, my accent isn't, like, as thick in real life. I think both of you guys would agree with that, right? Like,
it's even thicker. This is a good example in here. It's just, like, you're just talking normally. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm much more, like, subdued here, but, like, being that, like, over the top all the time is fucking draining. So it's, like, doing big videos, like, fucking death. Like, any of the live action or, like, the cooking videos... I'm dead afterwards, you know, because it takes a lot to be that character.
And it's like, it's not like it's a conscious thing. It develops consciously, and you force yourself to do it. And then it's like with anything, like riding a bike, driving a car, like it becomes subconscious action. Like when I'm recording and I'm talking loudly and I'm being more expressive, that's not me thinking of doing those things. It just happens because I know I'm recording. It's like with streaming as well. You know, it's like, you know, you're live. So you're going to act like you're live. Like, it's just natural.
Yeah,
it
like,
natural.
The persona, per se, that you see in videos, streams, podcasts, whatever, is a passive extension of our real selves.
Got Damn, it. That sounds real smart. Deep. What was really the inspiration for the cast? I mean, I would think it would just be everybody has a fucking podcast. But
yeah, everybody had a podcast back then.
I felt really left out. And I felt the need to make a podcast like every single person on the platform.
Making a podcast is the new equivalent of saying, let's start a band.
And yes. We just, the new equivalent of saying, I'm starting a podcast as I'm starting a Minecraft server. We were thinking about making the podcast, I think, just because, like, I know y'all were planning on it. And then, like, we just, like, I kind of ended up in that fold and we're like, yo, we could use Pullover to test this to see if we have the chemistry. And then that episode of Pullover was really good, so we did it.
Yep. There's your answer. I don't know how to pronounce the next name. Someone else do it.
Erinijard.
You didn't do it well either.
What sparks your inspiration for videos? Like, how do you always have new topics and not run out of ideas?
Literally, I just connect shit. Like, I'll just, like...
Toilets. Weird toilets. There we
literally,
go.
Literally. No, like, you'll just think of something, and you're like, does that sound good for a video topic? And you're like, it does! You know?
Brandon's video process. Word cursed? What is the nearest thing on my desk?
Yeah, I had a fish on my desk.
Had. Emphasis on had.
It's gone.
I ate it. I don't even like fish.
But for me, it's like, I don't like know how, sometimes like I do run out of ideas, like I don't have like constant, like conscious brainstorming sessions, but I usually don't plan when I'm thinking of videos. They just come to me and I write them down so I can use them later. Like, I don't always think of them at convenient times. Like,
yeah, and let me say, I'm out of ideas right now. You just have no idea.
You'll never know. The one thing I like that like frustrates me is like when I put out something that I have put a lot of creative energy into and like I feel like is one of my more unorthodox and like creative ideas, and then you always get that comment because it's not the norm. They'll say, this is how we know you've run out of ideas, and I'm like, what are you talking about? This is me having one of my best ideas.
See, when I get those comments, I'm like, yes, I have. You are correct.
God.
It's like, because when you first start a channel, it's like you can think of things so fucking frequently. But then you get to a point where you've done a lot of shit, and you're just like, fuck, what haven't I done? Or, you know, like...
I have a book just written down with, like, different things I want to do. Did my internet die for a second?
No, it was the USB servers. I switched it. Just continue. Okay. Nothing happened.
Okay, nothing happened. I don't know what happened. What are you talking about? God, so I have like a book of ideas. Sometimes it's like something happens like in the like mainstream, like, oh, for example, I'm just gonna use Trisha Paytas. I'm not doing a fucking video on this, but like, oh, Trisha Paytas says she's transgender, so how can I do this differently from every other bumblefuck that's gonna do a video on it, you know? So it's like, so I've been incorporating things like history or science, things that are deliberately educational, that I give a shit about. So that way I care more about it. Because at the end of the day, I don't fucking care about Trisha Paytas and whatever dumb drama fucking is, you know, because like I just don't care. And me pretending to care would make an ultimately worse video. So it's much better that I'm doing something that makes it a more productive kind of video for both you and me. Because you and I both know Trisha Paytas is fucking stupid, you know? So, like, let's
doesn't
cut the shit
and actually
have a conversation.
Doesn't take a genius to figure that out.
Yeah, I know, right? But that helps, in my opinion, differentiate me, and it's where a lot of my, like, I want to talk about this. Now I need to find an excuse to talk about it. You know, it's like, I wanted to talk about supplements. How do I find an excuse to talk about that? You know, oh, Trisha Paytas was, like, selling some ridiculous, like, weight loss supplement. Or if it's like... if it's like an internet culture, usually those come to me pretty like organically. Like I'll just be scrolling through the internet and I find something weird, you know, and I'm like, oh, there's a whole group of people that enjoy this weird thing. Or it's like, if, for example, for like the Brony thing, which is coming out fucking soon, I hope, please. like it's like something I've wanted to do. It's like, I want to make a documentary. Okay, I'm going to do that, you know, just to be like, okay. Why not? I don't think I've ran out of ideas, personally.
Yeah, I mean, I think most of us have ideas in the back of our, like, heads and, like, that are written down that we're like, yeah, hey, I definitely want to do this at some point, but I need the right timing, I need the right resources, I need the right amount of time to do it. Yeah, it's not always easy to do something like that, especially like, when you're so used to a norm.
It's like maybe, like, it's not that I don't have any ideas, it's just I don't have ideas that I think I want to do right now. And I'll try and think of something that's like more like I can do at any time that I can use right now that I like may have not used in the past.
Okay.
All right.
Next question at Nate6911. Great at.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there, Nate.
Oh,
I can
God.
See you.
Do you want to do a live show?
No.
I want to.
I think
wait. By live show, do you mean live show like on Twitch, like one of these,
like live in front of an audience?
I'm assuming they mean like a stage show. I'm assuming they need a stage show, and I'd love to pass. Do one at some point.
Why do you want to pass, Brandon?
Stage fright.
Stage fright? It literally, the second you're up there, you'll be like, okay. Like, that's,
I'll be
seriously.
Like, okay, I'm gonna shit my pants.
funny meme, but, like, the lights, like, literally make you unable to see anything beyond the stage.
Yeah. I don't know if I've talked about this on a podcast, but I've been on a panel before at PAX East, which I know crazy, but I was on it for esports, and like,
I remember that.
At first I was really terrified, and then I got up there and it was like it was nothing, like it really wasn't, you know, and I was at a point in my YouTube and public speaking career where I definitely wasn't confident in either, but like, you get up there and it's so many people, you're just like, I have no idea what's happening, you know? I'd love to do something like that for Loudmouse, but we're definitely too small for that. We wouldn't fill up fucking anything.
Yeah, if we did it, I feel like we couldn't brand it under Loudmouse. We'd have to brand it under Wild Spartans, Diesel, and Quite.
Or like, no, we could. It would be branded under Loudmouse. I could see that being fine, but it would have to be like the kind of like live show, like where we fill a venue, that wouldn't happen. I could see us like filling a room at like a convention like PAX.
Maybe,
you know?
Yeah.
We could definitely fill a room like that, you know, just easy. But like a venue, no.
If we did a venue, the only people in the room would be my mom, and she'd be clapping the back. It's all our mom. They'd just be like, "You go, you got
moms?
This."
Oh my gosh.
But I don't know. I'd love to in the future if this goes on that long.
Down the line, I'd love to do something like that, even if it's just like just me or like somebody, like I don't know, with somebody. I'd love to do something like in that vein.
If Loudmouse gets that big, we will force Brandon on stage.
If I got invited to one, I'd be like, fine. It's like, I'm not, like, totally against it, but it's just, like, not on my radar, you know?
Mm.
All right. At... What? Memelix? Memelix? At Memelix, what's your top anime recommendations? Diesel goes first.
Jesus Christ. I've been watching Fire Force lately. Dr. Stone, I've also been watching.
Dr. Stone's fucking fire.
Bazinga Fire, get it? Fire Force. Let's see. What's the... I started watching the anime where it's... The kid gets transported into an isekai, but he's with his mom.
What's that?
It's like, can you handle my mom and her double hit target attacks or something like that in English?
What? Diesel, you've run out of all the mainstream anime and you're just watching.
That's actually a pretty popular one, okay? I'll have you know that r/animemes is like really attracted to the mom, okay?
Okay, they're attracted to any anime girl.
I understand that, but it's not that bad.
I mean, I get it too, but I'm not going to post fucking shit and Reddit about it. It just makes you look like a virgin.
You should watch Konosuba. That's a good comedy. I find that one's really funny. It's only like 12 episodes long, so it's not going to take fucking forever to get through.
You should watch One Piece. if you really want to get through an anime quick, you should watch One Piece.
Yeah, okay. And then One Piece is like taking on a second job.
I am absolutely useless in this discussion. The only thing I can think of that y'all might not mention is Log Horizon.
Log Horizon is good.
Black Clover.
Black Clover is shit. Don't watch that.
I like Black Clover.
Well, I'm sorry, Brandon. You're watching Bleach, and you're going to be absolutely disappointed at the ending. Let me tell you right now.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You've ruined his day. That's cold, Diesel. That's cold.
Dude, I'm not even that far. I'm still at the episodes where it's like fucking
You just punted a child before it's even
in
at the
world. In the anime community, that's one of the most notoriously bad ending animes.
Okay, I like Demon Slayer.
I don't even know what that is. Hold on.
The unpronounceable one that's on Twitter everywhere.
Yeah. Kimetsu no Yaiba. There you
yes,
go.
That one.
Yeah, Mob I heard that's Psycho. Good. I haven't started watching it.
I
keep making memes
of
the
Mob
little
Psycho.
Girl, where she's like whipping and nae-naeing.
Yeah, she's a demon.
Okay, well, she's in a bunch of memes for doing the whip. So
yes.
Okay, that's weird, but I guess I'll watch it at some point. I keep meaning to. I just haven't gotten to it.
It's really good. It's really fucking good. So I've also watched a little bit of Mob Psycho 100. It's an interesting art style. I'll give it that. I mean, I'm not like super into it yet, cause like, so I can't really. Oh, a must watch in my opinion is Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, Full Metal Alchemist is 100% a must watch.
Both Alchemist.
I fucking loved it. I fucking love Full Metal Alchemist.
You've seen both series, right?
There's two.
Yeah, there's Alchemist and Brotherhood. Brotherhood's the one that follows the manga, and Alchemist caught up to the source material too early, so it split off.
There's Alchemist. I only watched Brotherhood.
Oh yeah, the original one in 2003.
Oh, that's Alchemist.
That Full Metal Alchemist and then Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is the one that follows the manga.
Well, I get another thing of Full Metal Alchemist.
Hellsing Ultimate's good. Space Dandy's great.
Boy, I sure do love Sword Art Online.
Get out of here. Okay, there you go. You saved yourself. Fucking, I cannot stand Sword Art Online. That show's fucking dog shit.
It's my guilty pleasure.
Oh, Jesus. It's like the same thing with Black Clover. I just can't get through the first couple episodes because... what's his name? Doesn't stop fucking yelling.
You probably think the main Asta?
Yeah, I think Asta's fucking
annoying.
He's
fucking annoying. Yeah, no, I'm fine with his voice. I see why people would think he's annoying. Because his voice is very, like, his voiceover is very, like, it's built to be obnoxious. It's literally supposed to be obnoxious. So.
And Brandon, you said JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is overrated?
Yeah, it's a good anime, but like the amount people fucking praise it, it's not worth it.
They don't praise it because it's like the pinnacle of how to make good anime. They praise it because of its ridiculousness.
I can see that. I don't know. I see a lot of people like fucking like that. Like JoJo is the only fucking thing they talk about on the Twitters, and they're just like JoJo, 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 JoJo. Yeah, it's like it's good, but it's not that good.
It's an intriguing lore with like that's in like it's quite literally bizarre in that it's really stupid at times, and that's why it's
fun. It's very fucking bizarre.
It's like a roller coaster, and that's like in so
that's why it's enjoyable.
Like it's like I'm not there for the plot. Like I'll be real with y'all.
I mean,
it's decent. Like the plot's not bad.
Part five has, I think, probably some of the best narrative in the series. I mean, it's literally a mob story.
Yeah, I'm not up to part five yet.
I got to part five.
I like part five. I'm
Spartans. I'm up to. I beat quite.
I mean, nothing's gonna beat Dio in terms of like villains, because like he's just so fucking over the top and villainous, you know. So it's great that he comes back in the next part, which isn't a spoiler. Like everybody knows that. But yeah, hopefully we see part six soon. I'm interested to get a female lead.
I think.
What's that gonna be named?
I think it's Stone Ocean. It's a prison. It's a prison break story.
Ooh,
epic!
All right, so that's all the questions wrapping up? We have all written down.
Yeah.
All right. Let me do.
Girl,
like
make
a little...
it quick. Get the fuck out of here.
No, let me do a little sentimental thing. It's the 100th episode. Chill. So. Yeah. Thank you guys for sticking with us for 100 episodes of Loud Mass. Thank you for being around for this long, wild ride. A year and a half later, we're still at it. And we hope to see you guys for 100 more. Cheers up. Follow us everywhere. Bye.